In the name of Jesus, the crucified and risen, amen. What would it mean to live not shut inside tombs of all that we cannot change, but alive in a world that we can? That's what the theologian Jerusha Matsa Neal asked this Easter. What would it mean to live not shut inside all that we cannot change, but alive in a world that we can?
This
insight actually sparked something in the memory for me. It moved me a bit. The events of Easter start with a tomb that we cannot change. There's the tomb of Jesus. There are the women going to the tomb. They find the stone rolled away, Luke tells us. They went in, as the Gospel of Luke patiently records, and they do not find the body of the Lord Jesus.
佢呢個講法呢令牧師諗一樣嘢，復活節始於呢一座我哋冇辦法改變嘅墳墓裏面，嗰度有耶穌嘅墳墓，有婦女係前往墳墓嗰度。路加話俾我哋知道，佢哋發現石頭呢係俾人推開咗，而當佢哋入去嘅時候，正如路加喺路加福音所講，佢哋並沒有揾到耶穌嘅身體。
You know, all throughout the Gospel of Luke, here we are at the end, but all throughout, Jesus' body has been misunderstood. At the start of his ministry, his hometown sees Jesus in the flesh as Joseph's son, a hometown boy. At the end of Luke's gospel, Jesus is misunderstood as guilty, a criminal on the cross. And not only is Jesus misunderstood in his ministry in the Gospel of Luke, he's also misplaced. As a boy, he's actually lost, misplaced in Jerusalem. His parents find him in the temple, of all places, not at home. And now again at the end of Luke's gospel, for all the misunderstandings and all the misplacements, the body of Jesus, lo and behold, is misplaced. It's not in the place it's supposed to be. They did not find the body of the Lord Jesus.
當佢開始傳道嘅時候，佢家鄉嘅人將耶穌視為弱勢嘅兒子，一個家鄉嘅一個小孩。喺路加福音嘅結尾，耶穌被誤解為有罪，並且同埋罪犯一齊係被釘在十字架上邊。喺路加福音裏邊，耶穌嘅傳道工作咧，唔單止係被誤解，亦都咧被放在喺錯誤嘅位置。佢小時候係細嘅時候咧，佢喺耶路撒冷迷咗路。
Jesus Christ, as the Gospel of Luke begins, is the Savior, the Messiah, the Christ, the Lord. He's announced that by the angels. He's first given to the shepherds lying in a manger, misplaced from heaven, from the glory of God, now placed in a manger, a lowly feeding stall. That's where it starts the course of salvation for the world. And now again, at the end of Luke's Gospel, the body of Jesus is misplaced. He's not in the tomb.
開頭嘅佢嘅講述，耶穌基督係救世主，尼賽亞被選中嘅人，基督我哋嘅主，佢先俾送去喺馬槽裏邊嘅牧羊人，遠離天堂，遠離上帝嘅榮耀，係放置喺馬槽裏邊。呢一個動物簡單嘅一個飼養嘅地方，呢一切都係為咗拯救世界。而家喺路加福音嘅結尾，耶穌嘅屍體。
The revelation of God's love for the world in Jesus is material. It's specific. It's personal. It's embodied. It's God in the flesh. Jesus who was born and died for you and for me. The revelation of God's love for the world in Jesus Christ is very particular. The resurrected Jesus has gone missing from the place he is expected to be. So all the questions in our gospel readings today, why do you look for the living among the dead? The two lightning-clad men asked the woman, he's not here.
上帝透过耶稣基督向世人显现了他的爱，这个是好真实的、好具体的，是非常之个人。这个是道成肉身的神。耶稣为你、为我、为你同我而死，为你同我而生。上帝在耶稣基督里面对世界爱的启示是好特别的。复活的耶稣对从人里面期望他出现的地方消失了。
The tombs of finality that we know will no longer be the dwelling place of Jesus. It's more profound than a happy ending. This is love stronger than death. What would it mean to live not shut in time inside the tombs of all that we cannot change? But alive in a world that can.
我们知道是确实性和终结性这个坟墓将不会是耶稣的居所，是这个非常之幸福、非常之好的结尾的结局。更深刻的是，他比死亡更加强大的爱。活着意味着什么呢？不是将自己封闭在我们没办法改变的一切的坟墓里面。
We hear from the Gospel of Luke today, he, Jesus, is not here, he's risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and crucified on the third day and rise. And they remembered his words.
今天我们听到路加福音里面这样讲，耶稣不在这里，已经复活了。
To remember, to recall, to bring to mind, to remember. The word has a range of meanings in Scripture. To actively consider, to acknowledge, to honor, to maintain connections with the past. Faithfulness, spiritual mindfulness. He, Jesus, is risen. Remember. That's what the two dazzling messengers from God tell us at the tomb. He's risen. Remember, recall, acknowledge.
去纪念、回忆、想起、去记住，积极的思考和承认，尊重和保持与过去的联系，忠诚的精神的概念，要记住。 耀眼的使者在坟墓里面告诉我们知道的，记住，他已复活了。 Now
in the ancient world, the world of Jesus' day, memory was often pictured as a memory house to help you remember it, like a giant memory mansion. One remembered by sorting and organizing your memory house. You kept this memory here. That memory there. You kept it to consider it, to bring it to mind, to acknowledge it. And memory, right, is where we get the word memorial. To not forget, to make memorials, to mark the past, to bring the past to life.
又就好似一座巨大的记忆的大厦咁样，透过将记忆系压分类嘅整理，记住佢，你要将呢个记忆系放喺呢度或者放喺嗰度。准备回忆嘅思考，记忆里边将我哋得到咗纪念呢一个词，为咗唔好忘记，我哋建造纪念碑嚟去标记过去。
Jesus is laid in a tomb. It's a memorial for Jesus. The followers of Jesus go to the tomb to remember, to do their duty of remembering Jesus and not forgetting, to keep him in mind. But Jesus is not there. He's not in the tomb. He's misplaced in death. He's the Holy One who cannot see corruption. He's risen. He's the Lord of life. And now it seems that Jesus is misplaced in memory. This is where he's supposed to be, in memory, in the tomb. The women are perplexed. They did not find the body of Jesus there.
耶稣被安葬在坟墓里面，这个就好像一个纪念碑的地方一样。耶稣跟随者前往坟墓里面去悼念，去纪念耶稣，不忘记的这个义务，将他是铭记在心里面。但是耶稣不在那里，他不在坟墓里面，耶稣的死是被人误解了，是误解了应该是哪里。 他是看不到的腐败的圣者，他复活已经复活，是生命的主。现在看来，耶稣似乎已经消失在人的记忆里面。这个就是他应该在的地方。人们是这样以为，在坟墓里面，这些妇女都非常困惑，因为他们在那里找不到耶稣的身体。
The tombs of finality that we know will no longer be the dwelling place of Jesus. It's more profound than a happy ending. It's much better than a memorial. It's love stronger than death.
我们知道确定和终结的坟墓不是耶稣的居所，这个更加幸福、更加好的结局、更深刻的是，这个是比死亡更加强大的爱。
Memorials are about endings, to remember the end. We can remember so we won't forget. This is how we approach the past, pictures, memorials, remembrances. Easter, the resurrection of Jesus, is about that, yes, but it's also something more powerful about beginnings. To remember that memories for Christians is actually about beginnings. To remember that love is stronger than death. The resurrection of Jesus is stronger than death or a memory. He lives, he cannot die. The love of Jesus is steadfast, everlasting, sure. It's the same, recall it yesterday, today, and will be forever.
纪念是关于一个结束，一个结局。我们是要记住这个结局。我们记住是因为想不想忘记。这个就是我们对待过去的方式。一些想纪念馆回想复活节耶稣的复活，是有关开始。 不是关于结局，记住爱比死亡是更加强大。耶稣在复活，他的复活是比死亡更加强大。他的爱是不会消失，耶稣的爱是坚定的、永恒的、可靠的，昨日、今日、直到永远都是一样。Because
Jesus lives, we live in Jesus. The Easter message, not just live here and now, not just live in the past, but for the future, forever. To be thankful each day that is a new day the Lord has made. And this day of Easter is a day without end, life without end. The promise of faith established by the resurrection of Jesus is ongoing. When we die, when all who die in Christ are with him, will be raised in Christ. The first fruits of the first resurrection for that final resurrection for us. There is life, abundant everlasting life with Jesus yesterday, today, and always.
我们都活在耶稣的里面，不单止只是活在当下，活着不单止为了回忆过去，并且是感恩每一日。当我们永远都活着与耶稣同在的时候，耶稣的复活所建立的信仰和承诺。当我们死去的时候，我们将在耶稣里面复活，有生命，昨日、今日，直到永远。
To believe this, to recall this, to call to mind Jesus, is to confess he is risen, and to remember, to look back and to look forward, and to embrace here and now that the love of God in Christ Jesus is stronger than death, stronger than anything at all. This is the love of God which moves us all and moves us forward each and every day.
相信这一点， 去回忆这一点，承认并且回忆耶稣的复活，承认他已经复活。请记住，不单止是回顾过去， 但系而家我哋都要接受耶稣基督里边嘅上帝嘅爱，系比死亡更加强大，比任何嘢都强大。上帝嘅爱系推动一切嘅事物，并且推动我哋每日嘅继续前进。
What happens to those first followers of Jesus at that memorial, that tomb, usually places we stop for a while? They don't stop at all. He's not where he's supposed to be, and for the rest of the reading, it just goes on running. They remember he's not here, and they start moving, returning from the tomb. They tell others. Peter, Luke tells us in the gospel, gets moving too. He arises, he listens, he moves, he runs to the tomb of Jesus.
当耶稣的第一批追随者发现耶稣不在墓里面的时候，是发生什么事呢？他不在他们以为他应该在这个地方，他们很觉得很奇怪，于是他们就开始行动。他们将坟墓回来之后，就将这一切的事话给其他门徒知道。路加在福音里面话给我们听，彼得亦都开始是行动起来。他听到妇女的说话，就马上跑去耶稣的坟墓里面。
None of them, by the way, in the gospel reading from the Luke, they actually, none of them see the risen Jesus. They run, they remember, they run, they talk, they hear the words of Jesus, they remember the words of Jesus, they call to mind and call to action, they get moving to the words of Jesus.
在我们今天的路加福音里面呢，我们看到是没有任何人是看到复活的耶稣，但他们记得他的说话，他们听到耶稣的说话，并且记住他的说话，他们因为耶稣的说话而感动。
So here we are some 2,000 years later. We don't see the risen and glorified Jesus, at least not yet. We remember his word, we memorialize it, yes. We hear the words of Jesus in his scriptures, we make it known today again. We partake, don't we, personally of his word of God given for you and for me, all of which empowers us to get moving in the words of Jesus.
咁大约喺2000年之后，我哋又回到去呢一度，我哋亦都冇睇到复活嘅荣耀嘅耶稣，好似耶牧师所讲，至少暂时未有。我哋但系亦都记得佢嘅说话，我哋喺圣经里边听到耶稣嘅话语，我哋分享上帝赐俾你同我嘅话语，呢一切都系等到我哋可以有能力去理解耶稣嘅话，系可以继续嘅前进。
Easter is not an ending to just commemorate and memorialize. Easter, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, is a movement. It's love stronger than death. That's the ultimate flow here, the ultimate movement. The love of God in the risen Jesus that gets moving in love for you, for me, for the world. Love stronger than death in Jesus is moving. It's active, it's powerful, it's personal.
复活节不单只是一个为了纪念怀念过去的结局，复活节我们的主耶稣基督的复活是比死亡更加强大的爱。复活的耶稣 是代表上帝的爱，在我们的爱里面是得到爱，同埋因为爱而去行动。耶稣的爱比死亡是更加的坚强，他是感人的，令人感动的，非常之积极，非常之强大的。
The resurrection of Jesus changes this world. This means this world can be changed. It changes our world of dust to dust and memory to memory, to faith, to eternal life, to happiness in Christ, to good memory, to good future reunion, from the grave to glory, from memory to love stronger than death.
耶稣的复活改变了这个世界，即是证明了我们这个世界可以改变的。将我们这个世界由尘土是改变过来，当将从记忆里面是 变为我们有很大的知道会有改变，从信仰变成对耶稣基督永远 的相信，从坟墓走向荣耀，从记忆走向比死亡更加强大的爱。
What would it mean to live, not shut inside tombs of all that we cannot change, but alive in a world that actually can. Think about all the things we can't seem to change, from the rudimentary to the rigid. Consider, call to mind our sin, our mortality, our fragility, our selfishness, our lack of new ways. Acknowledge we cannot save ourselves from our sinful condition. Bring that to mind from even the pains of death.
活着意味着什么呢? 不是将自己封闭在我们没办法改变一切的坟墓里面, 而是活着一个可以改变的世界, 去想想所有我们似乎无法改变的事情, 由很简单变为很僵化, 去思考一下, 回想一下我们自己的罪, 我们的死亡, 我们的脆弱, 承认我们没办法拯救自己, 脱离罪恶的状态, 我们甚至是没办法摆脱死亡的痛苦。
Remember, he's risen. He's not in the place anymore of our sin or our mortality and our grave. He's not here, he's risen. This love of Christ is stronger than our sin and our death and our tomb. This love of Jesus moves us to new life, more life, eternal life.
基督不在这个坟墓里面,
Jesus and his love for us is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And even when our present looks uncertain and our future less secure, the love of Christ moves us from past to his presence to forever present life in death, here, now, and always.
耶稣和他的爱对我们的爱是昨日、今日、直到永远都是一样的。即使我们的以为自己的现状看来是不稳定, 我们的未来亦或者以为不是那么安全,
we live in a world that can change. Past sin and pain can change to present forgiveness and peace in the risen Jesus. Death can change to life in the risen Jesus. Easter proves it. And if sin and death can change, aren't those the big ones? All other change appears from that perspective to be quite possible too. There's no reason then for cynicism or aloofness today. All standoffishness is meant to be misplaced today on Easter. Today we remember, we call to mind, acknowledge the love in Christ is stronger than death.
是可以在復活節的耶穌裏面轉化為現在的寬恕和平安。死亡可以在復活節裏面在耶穌因為耶穌基督而變為生命。如果罪惡和死亡可以改變, 是应该没有存在的余地,
Our Father, forgive us for thinking nothing can change. Forgive us for thinking we can't change. Forgiving us for thinking others can't change. Misplace our sin with your salvation. Misplace our death with your resurrection. Misplace our caution with your passion. He's risen, remember? The love of the living Jesus is stronger than death, stronger even than our failing memories. The love of the risen Jesus, which moves the stars, holds all things together, the love at the center of our being, for the past, for today, for always.
我们的天父,请原谅我们认为什么都没可能改变。 请原谅我们认为自己是没办法去改变。请原谅我们认为其他人是没办法去改变。用你的救赎取代我们的罪, 用你的復活取代我们的死亡，你的熱情取代了我们的过分谨慎。记住，他已经復活了，活着的耶稣的爱比死亡更加伟大，甚至比我们衰退的记忆是更加的记忆力是更加的强大。復活的耶稣的爱是可以移动星辰，是维系万物。我们生命中的爱为了过去，为了今日，为了永远。阿门。